Hello, Wildcats. It is your boy, Kev, coming at you like Andy Dick on a scooter to steal your necklace, baby. And then, coming at you to body slam you as if you were Andy Dick. The tables have turned. Anyways, this is just a little heads up to let you know that we are a comedy and crime podcast. So even though we do cover many serious events and true cases, we do like to throw in some inappropriate jokes, some adult humor, And things like that. We also, special alert, we do use the R word in this episode a few times when we tell an old tooth story. And we will also be explaining some of the new format that we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing comedy episodes one week and then true crime the next. And we're going to go back and forth. So we're still going to do true crime, but it's going to be every other week instead for that one. We'll get into it. And anyways, just want to say that it's good to be back. We missed y'all. And hopefully you have fun this episode. We did record this the old style with all of us in a room, so the audio does dip and get a little funky in some spots, but hopefully you'll still listen through it all. And then it should be all back to the way we were doing it, normal stuff. But anyways, thank you all for listening. Be good, stay safe, and laugh at the dark stuff. Hashtag Wildman, baby. What's up with my radio? Christmas time, but I ain't got money. Sporting same clothes like my name's Doug Funny. Ho, ho, ho to the pretty girls that I know, no, no, won't let me hit tonight. I had Chinese for breakfast. Not the food, but that Asian girl living next door, next door. Last night I went to a party. Had a good time, drank Bacardi. Met this girl there, hope she thinks I'm nice. Kissed her one time, and then I kissed her twice. Up to her bedroom, feeling antsy. Took my pants down, she saw my panties. She took her socks off, gave me a foot job. Nutted real quick, didn't last that long. Back home, another shitty day at work, yeah. Like to know what it's like to be in first, yeah. Never found a thing that I love in this world. Walked in on my dad, he was taking a shit. He looked cool though, smoking a cigarette. Only one thing could make me sad though. Open up the freezer, there's no pizza rolls. Now I'm showing all these girls my nice dick. Did I say nice? I meant rice dick. Real small size, real small size. To keep the girls by, gotta be nice. I walked in on my dad. He was laying on the ground. His balls were pulled over his pants. I had to escort him out when I did. My mom said he found your pocket pussy. Embarrassment. I wanted to die. I wanted to take a knife and end it tonight. But that's not why I want to do it. Cause that motherfucker ate all the pizza rolls in the freezer.
All right, fellas, like we practiced.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4.
Come on down. Come on down. Hanging with the brothers tonight, yeah. Come on down to the brothers' common place tonight.
All righty. Welcome, everyone, to the Brothers' Common Place, a comedy and crime podcast where we cover monsters, murders, mysteries, and more. And today, starting off the new year, we're going old school. We got all the boys together in the same room.
Oh, yeah.
Quality might suck, but I want y'all to meet the pieces of confetti that fall on Lieutenant Dan's worthless knees.
Hell yeah.
They don't think that we're here. Let's show them. Hey, Kev. Oh, he just fucking hit me.
Oh, I told you, dude. Not to come in my house, dude. Tube texted me. He's like, yeah, is Lyra there? Or what was the message you said about Lyra, about teaching her a lesson for talking shit?
I brought boxing gloves in case she wants to fight or talk shit.
I kept thinking about making a joke about how
Like the baby crib, we were doing the fucking Street Fighter thing that they do with the car. But we're just kicking the shit out of the baby crib.
Yeah, dude. Oh, is Andrew not going first? All right, I guess I'll go. What's going on, guys? This is Tim, or R. Belly, as they call me when I had that sex cult for fat chicks.
And you pissed on them?
Yep.
I can't even blame R. Kelly. Kids are pretty sexy these days.
Technically, they're in.
Yeah.
And if they want, I can be in.
Oh, dude.
You're gross.
Yeah. Hey. So, hey, everybody. I got a text that said the brothers are making a comeback. So I said, so when are we bending over Andrew and laying it on him? We had the million man march on his back, if you get my drift. The ones that didn't make it in the toilet or the toilet paper.
Hey, what up? This is Spence. It's good to be back with the brothers. I was just looking at that G.I. Bro background you had there, Kev Dog, that one of our listeners made of us and all the cool stuff that people made about us. And the main thing that I thought of looking at that was, not you, Black Noir. You've been great.
Oh, dude. Oh, yeah. So fucking funny. Yeah. I love that.
Dude, as soon as the Deep says his name's Kevin, I'm like, God damn, of course it is.
Of course it was him.
And it's your boy Kev, a.k.a. the Dirty Dog. And we were gone for a while, but we're back because our bat signal was in the air telling us to come back, a.k.a. the Kevin Spacey Christmas video.
Oh, so, fuck yeah.
Yeah, he throws that up there once a year, and now we're back.
And then Andrew goes missing.
My favorite part of
Andrew goes on vacation with his dad.
Do you remember the Chris Benoit episode we joked about, like, man, poor Daniel, when he got killed by his father, like his hero killed him. Yeah. And we made jokes about Kevin Spacey killing Andrew.
Dude, someone posted it on the Squared Circle Reddit, but there's like a promotional picture of Chris Benoit doing an autograph signing at Toys R Us. And the picture they used for it was from like 2006, so it was like near the end of the time for him, and he looks fucking wild, man.
Yeah, well, there's a picture someone took with him like the day before or something at like Walmart.
Yeah,
or
wasn't it like a fan? I think I've seen that one, yeah.
I thought it was Andrew.
Andrew's like, hey, I'll see you later, buddy.
Wasn't it Andrew so he can wipe the fingerprints on him?
But my favorite part of that Kevin Spacey video is like he's sitting there in the front of the fire. He's like, yeah, it's been a pretty good year. And like three of the people that have accused him of sexual harassment died that year.
Yeah, it's been pretty fucking good. He hasn't even done anything in the year besides that? Like
that's
movies
all he needs
or
to
anything?
Do.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's fucking good.
Yeah, he's definitely not doing any movies.
The Kevin Spacey videos, like every year at Christmas, is my new favorite Christmas tradition.
Dude, it's fucking good, dude. It's so good.
Yeah, yeah. Like back when those like claymation Christmas movies were coming out like every year.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
dude. I feel like we're living in a second golden age just that we get a new Kevin Spacey video.
Hopefully he does a fucking claymation one, dude. That'd be amazing.
I'm going to start getting like a VHS tape like when you used to record the Christmas tunes off the TV. It's just going to be like one day my kids are like, oh, what's this? Christmas tape. And it's just those Kevin Spacey videos. Like, what the fuck is this? So for those listening, we are going to be doing a new format for the show. I think instead of doing true crime every week,
we're doing a Kevin Spacey episode.
We will be doing
week.
A Kevin Spacey episode every week.
We're just gonna be doing Kevin Spacey.
That's right. No, we're still gonna have an episode every week, but we're
usually the other way around.
That's true. But it is gonna be like comedy freestyle one week and then true crime the next, then back and forth. So we're still doing an episode every week. We're just switching up a little.
I heard one episode we're just gonna play with hamsters.
Yeah.
That's just what Andrew told
me. Yeah, that's gonna be called the Richard Gere episode.
Where we're just putting them all in Andrew's ass.
You know what, though? I actually interviewed Richard Gere, and I asked him about that, and he was like, no, he fucking denied it, obviously. He's like, I don't use any male hamsters. They're all female hamsters, because I don't want anyone calling me Richard Queer.
Oh, damn it.
So stupid.
I didn't know if you wanted to take it there or not.
So, for this episode, we're going to be talking about, man, we got so many crazy things to talk about. We got some old school tooth stories we might tell.
Hell yeah.
We're going to do some brother movies.
Love them.
I got a giant list of shit, but yeah, we'll just kind of kick it around. What do you guys want to start with?
Pluto is back to being a planet again.
Is it?
I think so, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Who gets to decide that?
Some guy from NASA.
So, what? It's a planet now.
Yeah. So, I think it's the 10th planet. Because before they can reinstate it, they already made Lizzo the ninth.
Oh, yeah.
I was expecting it to be an Amy Schumer joke.
Yeah, that was good, God, man. Yes. No, we've changed. This is 2020, Tim. We've changed.
Oh, yeah. New year, new us. Forgot about that.
I was going to mention, I made this petition that no one signed but me. That it was supposed to be directed at Donald Trump, but it was to use the Tupac technology to where it's like a hologram of him doing like the song, doing a concert and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was to do that for the remaining two LFO guys that are dead and bringing them out so the lonely dude who's still alive can go on tour. So I had that written down on here where it just said LFO Tupac technology. And Tube looked at it. He's like, what the fuck is UFO Tupac technology?
Oh, that is.
Holy shit. That's
dude, amazing. What about you signed it? Not even the other LFO guy signed it.
Dude, I don't fucking want this shit.
In the description, I kept referring to the dead ones as the fakies. So do you guys want, there's going to be a pretty long discussion about Steven Seagal later, but okay. Do you guys want to start off with some brother movies?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
So for those that don't know, brother movies, this is where we come up with our own movies, and based on the movie, you have to say whether or not you would go see it or not. They're pretty good.
Also,
fucking bad.
I want to show you guys this. I have no intention on ever writing the description of what it is, but just the top one on this list.
So, real quick, one of my favorite brother movies of all time is Shit, Sock It, Eye Hole. And that is a movie that Tim here made.
Yeah.
It is about a serial killer that kills its victims and then shits in their eyes. And the twist of it all is the detective that's trying to catch him. Turns out he was the killer all along, but he didn't see it because he shit in his own eyes. And so me and Toof, there's been so many sequels and prequels.
Yeah.
Me and Toof each have another sequel.
Fuck yeah.
So, all right.
I don't know. Good. If I have one. I just literally wrote it.
Oh.
Like, wrote the title and that's it.
So, who wants to start us off?
I can start it off because this is bad.
Can I just comment on Shit, Sock It, Eye Hole? How funny is it that, like, his other detectives or compadres, or they like see him looking at a dead body, like they shit in the eye holes, and they're like, you have shit in your eye holes.
They just don't tell him.
Like, what the fuck's going on?
I don't know. I might not tell that person though either.
Dude, he's rogue.
There's so many sequels and prequels, I don't remember them all. I remember the Snapple doesn't fall far from the tree, which is about his son.
Yeah.
shit, sock and eye hole. I can't believe it's not butt turds. And that's where he learned to shit out of his mouth. What other was that? I love two of you.
That might be it.
Or Tim. All right, let's hear it, brother.
All right, so this is like a drama. It's about this lady. Like, she's real successful and stuff. Like, makes a lot of pretty good money and stuff. And she's like trying to like move up in her company. But there's something that she just always had really bad anxiety about, and it kind of like holds her back. She's always been really nervous about swimming. Like, she just can't do it. Like, she's afraid of just swimming. And she's like, wants to be successful so she can buy a pool and just fucking learn to do it, pretty much. Yeah. So that's what she's trying to do. So she's like moving up in her company.
I like how she doesn't just want to go to the pool or something, like at a community.
No, this has to be at her house, man.
Because like, the anxiety.
Yeah, it's like,
I get it.
It has to be personal, you know? So like, this is just basically like her like rising up in her company so she can buy this pool and, you know, just learn to swim. So I don't want to give away the ending or anything.
We're fucking losers.
The movie's called Deadpool.
Oh, man. Fuck yeah.
Oh, God, that's so stupid.
I'd see it.
Hell yeah, I like that. I'd see it. Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, I'm watching.
Definitely seeing it. First day.
First day.
Oh, congratulations. You're the only guy here to see this fucking movie opening day, Spence. Deadpool's great.
Jesus dies.
So this one's probably true, but and it's probably about Slash, whatever, but a documentary about a Guns N' Roses member who goes through bad alcohol things that take his liver. It's called Liver Let Die.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Dude, that's amazing.
You know that's a cover, right?
Wait, Liver Let Die?
Live and Let Die. And it's a Beatles song.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
All right, I got four. None of them are good. I feel bad. So I'm going to start off with the only good one I have. It is one of the sequels to Shit, Sock It, Eye Hole.
Fuck yeah.
And this time in this movie, they've noticed the trend on Netflix. So they're taking a Mindhunter approach. They want to know why the serial killer's doing what he's doing, because he's not just killing people anymore. Now he's like, the detectives show up on scene and they see these bodies are posed. Like sometimes they're kind of like they were having sex or they're playing cards and they're trying to figure out like why he's doing the shit he's doing. Why is he posing them like this? And spoiler alert, there's no real reason he's doing it. There's no psychological reason for it. He's just doing it because, and the title might give it away, Shit Socket Eye Hole Post Boredom.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's awesome.
He was just fucking bored.
That's awesome.
What is, I would too, what is post mortem? Is that like you're sad at someone's death?
Like after, no, it's after they're dead, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I do just want to say real quick, for those that are debating whether or not to continue listening, I do want to talk about Steven Seagal later. I do want to tell the story of Retard Neck. I do want to talk about Me Emoji Guy. I was going to put that one behind a paywall because I don't want to get in trouble, but I think we'll do it. All right, Primo.
And we double dog dare you to keep listening.
Oh, I kind of also want to talk about how all the people with the last name Goon... are always fucking straight up goons. Can we talk about that later?
Yeah.
I don't know if I know him, though. I might have.
Me and Toof have an old Toof story about that.
All right, fine. I'm just going to say it. So there's this this guy, and he's decently successful. It's literally just started out the same way as the other one. He's decently successful, but like he's trying to work his way up in his company. And the reason why is... like the higher ups, like they, you know, they have this nice like high rise, you know, office. They have this like great bathroom. And he just wants to fucking go up there and just take a piss up there. He's like, I just want to be in that bathroom. Like, I mean, he has other reasons, obviously, you know, to rise up in his company, but really, like, all he thinks about is just getting to just go piss in that bathroom. The movie's called Master P.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So stupid.
Dude, there is something about being that high up and using the restroom.
Yeah, dude.
I had jury duty in Cleveland, and I was like on the 14th floor where I got that one picture. That's like my background. And I took a dump in that bathroom.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I felt the gravitational pull was exceptional.
That's awesome. You make that much money, the toilets pull the poop out of you, I heard.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. That's what Corey Feldman would he'll never find out.
I know, dude. He did make Ascension Millennium, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, best song ever.
Just so you know, I don't know why Corey Feldman triggered Carrot Top.
Because they're both fucking rejects.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm tricking Cassidy into watching Chairman of the Board within this week.
Oh my god, dude, I remember that movie.
Please don't, dude.
Don't butter through It's that. Too late. I've already put it on the flash drive, and I mean, it's already in the TV.
There's no way you would start watching a movie, see fucking Carrot Top, and keep watching the movie. Like, nobody's ever done that.
Hashtag wild man.
Oh, shit.
All right, Toof, you're up.
Oh, did you see that documentary they made about Corey Feldman's birthday?
No.
It was just called Home Alone.
Oh, no, dude.
Oh. Holy shit, dude.
Corey felt bad, man.
Oh, shit.
That's what he changed his name to, I heard.
That's awesome.
This movie is the story of a boy named Vis, and he was born in Mexico, and he had a hard life growing up, so he learned the blues. He learned it from all kinds of people were in his local area and everything, and he became popular, and he like became popular as a rock star. So he like combined rock star and blues stuff, and he just stayed in Mexico. So Vis became Elvis.
Oh, Jesus.
All these I would go see.
My last one straight up was just a guy banging Kristen Stewart, and it was called The Twilight Bone. So, yeah, I'll just say that
one. I feel like that's already been made.
It probably has.
All right, I got three left, so I'll go with this one. This one is it's a teen romance comedy movie. It's about this girl, and she's a witch, so she's got like all these powers and stuff. But she's only a teen, so she's just learning how it all works.
Oh, yeah.
And she's not exactly the coolest girl either. But all of a sudden, she starts attracting all these boys, and all these guys are like going over to her house and like falling in love with her and stuff. And all the other girls in school that are normally the popular girls, they're trying to figure out like, why are these guys all into her? And all the guys that come back from seeing her, they all have this smell on them after they come back from her house.
Yeah.
The movie is called Witch's Brute.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I love how like every every white kid whose family didn't have a lot of money got Brute in their Christmas stocking, dude.
You mean still do?
I fucking did. Always for sure.
That fucking green bottle, baby.
Okay, great.
I thought when I was in medical school briefly, they showed us some videos, kind of like driver's ed, to like teach you, you know, skills and things.
Yeah,
this better lead to fucking Brute.
There's this one where this this guy was having like his gallbladder or something looked at, but then there was like a twist to it where it wasn't what you thought it was, and they tried to make the movies hip to like keep our attention. They titled that one "Not Another Spleen Movie."
Oh my god, yes.
Hell yes.
Fuck yeah. That's the old trick.
That implies that we had to watch a bunch of spleen movies first.
You're gonna love this one. All
right, so this movie, this is like your summer family animated movie that the whole family wants to see. It doesn't matter if you're a kid, a father, a mother, everyone wants to see this. It's pretty much, it's the stories of the Bible, except it's taking place in a pond or like the ocean or something. So like everyone is a different fish or creature, things like that. And they kind of change some of the story to make it more so people can relate to it more. So this Bible story, it's going to take place. It's underwater, but it's also at a nightclub. And to get into this nightclub, you have to go up to the bouncer and you have to say your name and like what kind of
this is from the Bible.
And you have to say like what kind of fish or like creature you are. And then it's up to the bouncer to say like, all right, you can come in or you have to go.
Nice.
The movie is called Jesus the Carp, Enter. So stupid, so fucking dumb.
Yeah, dude, I love it.
I don't know if we can get this done. I would see that movie, by the way.
Oh, for sure. Yes, I'm gonna show his ID.
I'm going
to
be in it.
Can I be Bruce the Dragon?
Yeah.
So I can enter the dragon. God damn it.
Oh, Jesus. I'd watch it if Andrew was Jesus, honestly. Fuck, I'd watch any movie with Andrew as
Jesus.
Jesus. Oh, fuck yeah.
Dude, me and this black dude at work, he's like, man, this ain't at you or anything. He's like, but how come only white people think Jesus is white? I was like, I don't know, dude. Like, I'm going to defend that. And he's like, he was going off about, like, imagine the only white guy in the Middle East is Jesus. He's like, man, I'd be beating that guy's ass.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I was like, yeah, dude, me too.
I'm almost pretty sure someone said this, or I just changed the name. So we'll just see. A porn star named Peter Best has the right size unit to be in the business, but for some reason, he has to overcome barriers and he can't ejaculate. He puts on the best porno DVDs ever that you can watch while he's performing, but he can never ejaculate. The movie is called The Best Is Yet to Come.
Dude,
you know what?
Sounded so legit.
Academy Award material. Yeah.
That was good.
That's
dude.
What would be written on the back of the DVD.
Yeah, for sure.
That was fucking good.
That probably is somehow a fucking movie.
So, like, is Adam Sandler Jewish?
Yeah, dude. The Hanukkah song, like all eight of them.
Okay,
yeah,
all right. Mean, so
eight crazy nights.
It's a story about Adam Sandler, and it's about his bar mitzvah, and it's called The Uncut Dick.
This one is about, we've mentioned Matthew Dellavedova a couple times on this podcast.
Billy.
Outback Jesus. He's Cleveland Cavaliers point guard. Australian, bona fide badass, help us win a championship. This movie is about him and about what happens when dreams really do come true.
Nice.
Wishes come true.
Oh, yeah.
And as we learned in Air Bud, there's no rule in the handbook that says that animals can't play basketball. So one night when wishing upon a star, Deli, a.k.a. Matthew Dellavedova, his dreams and wishes come true. The movie's called Deli Llama.
I don't know if
David Spade has a cameo.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know if they even do this. Are llamas the ones that spit?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
What if he becomes a basketball player / rapper because llamas can spit?
Oh.
Shit, man. Got him.
We should end on that.
Yeah.
Oh. That was
the best idea we've ever had.
Everybody be good.
That was good, dude. Whoa, don't touch Tube's mic. It's fucking real. It's steaming. It's so hot.
That's not steam coming from. That's just cat hair giving the illusion.
Oh yeah. Dude, that kind of reminded me. We were watching Schindler's List in school.
Nice.
Yeah, it was
a great story.
Yeah, it was Valentine's Day. No, but we were watching it. I know Toop remembers this. And whenever they show like all the ash in the air, because they're obviously, we know why.
Yeah.
This girl in our class leaned into us. She's like, "Guys, that's the Jews."
Oh my God.
Like, we didn't fucking know.
Yeah, we knew.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not snow.
That's still.
Yeah, that's what she said. She's like, "It's not snowing. It's the Jews."
That's pretty cool though. That your school let you guys pick your favorite comedy that day.
Yeah, we just barely beat out Shallow Hal.
So, your
Jesus fuck,
your Matthew Dellavedova thing has me thinking. I wonder if like that same power has ever been bestowed. I wonder if that same power has ever been bestowed to Chris Kattan, that he can wish himself to be an animal too. But like, his power is much weaker than Deli's, so like it only like happened to like a part of his body, so he became Chris Kattan. Oh, yeah. I don't know. And then he killed his dad because there can only be one Paul.
Dude, I forgot to tell you guys. I came across a website it's like a forum. It's not 4chan, but it's like a forum thing. It's weird, and I don't fully understand it, but from what I could tell, they find like different news articles and like murder cases and shit like that, and then they make like fan fiction, and they make like stories about it.
Wow.
Guess who I found on there?
Who?
My uncle.
Someone took it and made a fucking story about it.
Holy shit, yes. Yeah.
Was it good?
No, dude, it was all about like him like having a small dick and playing video games and not paying attention to her, which isn't even close to what happened.
Say, how did they fucking mix him and me up?
Oh, shit.
The only difference between that is, like, don't have a girlfriend not to pay attention to.
But. Like, he's always wearing the fucking VR headset, and it's not even plugged into anything.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's him, all right. That's my uncle. Yeah, I was going to tell you guys about that. I forgot. This is kind of weird. I was like, huh, that's interesting. Don't know why they chose that, because it's just such a weird random.
It has to be either a listener or someone from that town. Like, that's the only two options. There's nothing else in between.
I don't know. I remember when I looked him up on, like, the, I don't know what it is, but different employers and stuff can, like, rate you and things.
Yeah.
And he was on there, and I'm not even joking, the day after it happened, someone was like, 1 star, I'm not going to hire this murderer.
Oh, my God.
He's dead.
What if, like, what if it was, like, the manager at, like, Arby's?
It's like, dude, no way I could trust him around all that horsey sauce.
He's sick of him, like, ripping up his application.
Dude, somebody was that upset that they had to go leave that review. But
if he's going to be out there cheating on his wife, then he could be cheating on the horsey sauce. Like, we don't even know what that means.
I was just thinking about the VR headset. Like, it gets to be like Ready Player One times.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And all Kevin's dad uses it for is to like be inside the Red Green Show.
Oh, my God. Yes. Hell yeah. Hell yeah,
that's
dude.
That's a Halo thing, right?
No, Red Green is that the dude.
Was it on WB?
Oh, yeah, he would do. Yeah. He would like fix shit with like duct tape and. Yeah.
What
shit.
Was the Halo one?
That was Red Blue.
Yeah. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Speaking of my dad, I can't believe I never told you guys this. I got the picture somewhere. I don't remember where. I remember a long time ago when my mom was talking about marrying my dad.
Yeah.
My dad's like, "Yeah, I'll get married if I can wear a denim suit."
Oh fuck yeah, dude.
He got married in a denim suit.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
Amazing.
It's fucking awesome.
Hopefully
a fucking suit made out of fuck. It was probably his blue jeans, because I've seen him turn blue jeans into swimming trunks before.
Was that the vest that I wore?
No.
Hopefully, like right when she's like, "Okay, fine, you can do that," because I'm also free balling it too, Sheba. See, I ain't wearing a fucking underwear.
Jeff Dunham's less successful competition, Jeff Denim. Just goes out there in a denim suit, and like the puppets are made out of all denim.
By the way, I'm going to forget it, and if I don't say it now, just remind me, you did make me think of another brother movie.
Oh, let's hear it, dude.
So it's this guy, he's working at this like kind of small office, and like he keeps... this is a little different, but he keeps seeing, like, he sees his girl as, like, hot, but, like, nobody else does. Like, yeah. And, like, it's like he's, like, seeing, like, her, like, inner beauty or something like that. But it's called Shallow Helper.
Oh, my God. When you were talking about the Bible thing.
Yeah.
I hope we can do it this summer. It probably won't be a video because there's really not much to record, but I want to take pictures of it. I want to go to that Bible walk that's around here that has the wax statues.
Yeah, for sure.
It's got a Nicolas Cage one.
That's
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I want to see that so bad.
Is that where it says, like, homosexuality is, like, a sin or
something? Yeah,
that's
up there, dude.
It's, like, a giant, like, billboard of that. Like, how are they, like, allowed to have that up there?
So just us four have to go. I guess we'll just have to leave Andrew behind.
Dude.
Fuck yeah, they just shoot him.
Dude, you know who is still fucking alive? Ernest Angley. Is that Angley?
Wait, who's Ernest Angley?
He was that fucking priest from Akron who he had, like, he was on, like, local television all the time. He's like 100 years old. He looks like an old dried up fucking frog head with a wig on. I'll bring him up. You'll know who he is.
He's like that lady from SpongeBob when they're trying to sell her chocolate. She's like that fucking, like just black thing in that wheelchair.
Tim, this guy, Ernest Angley.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't think I know this guy.
Well, he was like a priest who was always on local shit, and he, like, one of the things he was really against homosexuality and stuff like that. Really against that. He's like an old school religious dude.
Yeah, I think that's why Tooth doesn't know him.
I wasn't allowed to watch him.
He has, like, instead of sexual predators, he has a map of where all the homosexuals are, and he skips you on fucking trick-or-treat.
Oh, he skips us and all the podcast things.
He skips all of us. Yeah, it's a long fucking road for you to skip us all, Ernest. But anyways, it turns out, like, he had this 20-year-old dude that he would do gay shit with. Like, he'd tie him up and whip him and stuff. And there's, like, an interview with him someone did. Were like, yeah, you were masturbating together and coming all over your dead wife's bed.
Oh, what the
and
fuck?
He's like, no, I did not ejaculate him. He did not ejaculate.
Oh my God, yes. Wait, so he was like pretty much those J.O. or those J.O. Craigslist ads. We'll just come over, we'll listen to AC/DC, J.O. together, but no gay stuff.
Dude, he was born in 1921.
Jesus. Okay?
He's fucking old as fuck. Dude, so Ernest Angley's wife died in 1970.
Fuck.
So she died 50 fucking years ago.
Jesus Christ.
And he's been doing, like, all this gay shit with these dudes while the whole time claiming that, like, of course, if you're gay, you're going to hell and all that stuff. But he did all this weird gay shit.
I'm saying that S. Tooth is looking up gay porn pictures right now to show me, and I really don't want to see them.
Claim that Jesus heals HIV/AIDS.
He was one of those guys, I'm pretty sure, that would, like, hit people and yell heal.
Oh, that real stuff.
Which I love that.
Dude, I went to a church one time when they were doing that, and, like, everybody was getting in a line. I'm like, fuck this, dude.
That's cool.
Like, I was in foster care. I was a kid, and, like, my foster parents were getting up. And I was like, I'm not doing this. It's good, like just basically pushing people down. I'm like, I'm not. No.
It's saved on my YouTube cool folder, but there's, like, I don't know where. I'm, I guess, down south. But he's, like, doing that to people, and there's a black guy in the crowd just losing it laughing. And, like, the camera focuses on him for a second. He just keeps laughing at all these white people doing it.
There can't be a better job than that.
Yeah.
It has to be the best job in the world. You just hit people, and they think that
you heal.
And you're just having fun.
The flipping thing is, you know you're going home and still being fucked up. Like, dude, you know you're not fixed. You know, nothing helped.
There's some videos where people edit in Street Fighter music to it. It's so fucking good, dude.
So what do we got on the itinerary?
All right, so we either got the story of Retard Neck, which, my apologies for using the R word a lot, but this is an old Tooth story, so we can't lie.
And if I took an IQ test, I can prove that I have the legal ability to say that word. So.
Yeah, and I also gave you guys permission to talk about me, so it's fine.
So we got Retard Neck, Steven Seagal. I have also wrote down the note, like, scenes from the movie Jack that they don't show.
Oh, God.
Like, at prom night, the poor girl who lost her virginity to Jack.
Oh, my God. When he's, like, fucking 100.
When he's, like, 100 years old, how scary that would be.
Yeah.
Also, if, like, when they're making that concoction up in the fort, that was when Bill Cosby discovered his fucking drug that he used to, like, rape girls was actually what they made in Jack.
Oh, fuck.
And he tried it out on those kids.
Tried it out on Jennifer Lopez.
What is Jack?
It's where Jack is, like, he ages, like, six times faster. It's so when he's 10, he looks like he's 60.
Oh, I might have seen it's like 19, circa 96, maybe?
Yeah, somewhere
like that.
Yeah, it's bad.
I also have a note. What if instead of Gollum in Lord of the Rings, it was Legless Lieutenant Dan?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Like the part where there's two of them, like on the rock arguing with each other. Well, like it's a split personality, but it's just two Lieutenant Dans with the confetti falling on them.
Hell yeah.
Just like, leave now and never come back.
And Samwise is like, Frodo, Mr. Frodo, you can't. Why are you being so stupid? And then Lieutenant Dan.
He ain't got no legs, Mr. Frodo.
You call him stupid.
Back to Jack. There was one time I got fucking pissed, too. There was a DVD that was like, you know, they come with like two DVDs. There'll be like one movie and another movie. It was My Girl and Jack. Oh. I was like, what the fuck? Like, there's two My Girls. Why couldn't it just be My Girl 1 and 2? And like, My Girl's a good movie.
Dude, Noah's gross thinking about Jack, his gross ass fingers picking out all those red gummy bears. Imagine, ew, I don't want to eat that. If I was Jennifer Lopez, I'm like, I'm not eating your gross fucking fingers picking out those gummy bears. You just learned how to masturbate at that age and you look like you're 50. That's fucking gross. Yeah.
Doesn't Fran Drescher like hit on him in one scene? I'm pretty sure.
She's hot, dude. I love her.
Isn't she like one of the boys' mom or some shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
The little greaser kid.
Yeah. It's been so long since I've seen that. I just remember that scene.
So I was at this piano recital that Lyra was doing. So she's six and is like a bunch of kids that are learning how to play musical instruments. They put on this Christmas recital. It was about 20 kids and then one just 40-year-old dude who's learning how to play bass guitar.
Oh, wow.
Wait. Is this for
what?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And, He was up second. So there's this girl who's like five who went up there and sang and played acoustic and it was fucking really good. Yeah.
Is he part of the Dragons?
No, this isn't a joke. This is real.
No, I meant like, is he like a part of the Dragons from around here?
He
or?
Looks just like the brother on Arrested Development.
So he's just some normal ass dude.
He's the one that has like the glasses and the hook hand. I can't think of his name.
Buster.
Yeah, Buster. It looks just like him.
I was just getting at if he was retarded or not.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I was trying to figure it out too.
So this is pretty much just like a kid's karate class and there's a 40-year-old guy there.
Yeah. And when it started.
Hashtag Wildman.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. They had all.
It's making me think of Special Poetry
Slam. My favorite part, though, is they had all the students sit separate. So, like, on one side of the room was all the students. So it's all these little ass kids and then him. And he was fucking nervous. Dude, more power to him to learn an instrument. That's awesome.
For sure, yeah.
Absolutely.
Why did he have to play it in front of people?
I don't know, but he goes,
why
up
couldn't
there?
That just been separate? Like, you're good. Just play for us separate.
And he wasn't even first, he was second. Let him go first, man.
Yeah, let him be the fucking opener.
So he goes up there, and before he does, the teacher is like, man, this guy, he knows music theory, he never misses a note, and goes on about how good he is, dude is sweating fucking bullets.
Fuck.
I kid you not. They played a full song, 3-minute song. He was maybe playing along, like, in key in the right time for maybe a five-second riff.
Wow.
And that was it. And the whole time, he's fucking up. And he's just like, he keeps making this face where he's looking real worried. And he looks at the guy. And the whole time, I'm fucking losing it. I'm like, oh, my God.
So bad.
And the 5 seconds that he was playing, like, in key and in perfect timing, he started fucking rocking out so hard for 5 seconds. And then immediately started fucking up again.
Jesus.
And at the end of it, where people clap, it was just pure confusion.
Wow.
And he didn't go back to his seat. He just like left the room and didn't come out.
He's dead.
He left at the very, very end. An hour later, we saw him just in the back of the other room.
Oh my god.
We felt so bad.
What if he became the Phantom of the Opera? He climbed the ceiling there.
For 5 seconds he played in key. And then he just sucked dick again.
He's just up in that like particle board ceiling stuff they make buildings with now.
At least he redeemed himself at the end by getting on the mic and yelling, my name is Petey and I have gigantic balls.
American Pie 3?
That's 2.
Oh, 2?
Yeah.
Dude, so old people, back to the recital. Old people just don't give a fuck.
Right.
This kid who, as soon as they called his name, he was like this pretty overweight kid. He gets up, he has a Buddy the Elf shirt on. And just curly out of control hair and just his belly sticking out of the shirt. I'm like, hell yeah, I like where this kid's going. He sits down to play and just fucking sucks so much ass. He's so bad. He's so fucking bad. Don't know what song he's playing.
Yeah.
He gets up. Everyone's nice and claps. This old guy is like, sounds like you've never played piano before.
Oh, shit.
Jesus. Holy fuck, dude.
Yeah.
That was nice of you to invite your dad.
Dude, I was like, holy shit.
Dude, I would have lost it.
There was one Asian kid there, and of course, one Asian family there. Yeah. And I kept like telling Sarah, like, hey, is it racist or not racist if I go up to him and be like, hey, yeah, this is a pretty good recital. Which kid's yours?
And they're like, you are, Kevin.
You're their long lost son.
Dude, I was gonna say the guy playing bass, but fuck, that was a good burn. I like that.
You are.
Hey, you've always been my son. And we look back and it's that picture from The Shining and it's me hanging out with him.
Oh, dude, speaking of Kevin looking Asian, Kevin, when were you gonna tell us that you're Markiplier on YouTube?
Shit, who is that? I always get told I look like YouTubers, but I don't know who. Let's look him up.
Oh, okay.
What about Dr. Sleep just being that pillow guy who sells those fucking sweet pillows?
My pillows or whatever. Yeah. Dude, I hear those are like the worst pillow ever. I've never tried one.
Dr. Sleep is just the name of the movie about me at that recital Kevin was talking about.
Oh my God. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, dude, playing that bass really fucking tired you out. Dude, I saved the paper so I can look them up online and add them on everything. Yes. Oh, I'm just, hey, what are you doing here? We're doing private lessons. Yeah, that's why I'm here. I just want to watch that fucking goofy fuck.
What if he's like, yeah, like on his page, like, check out my band, Blank Mind.
Oh, you bitch.
God damn it.
Fuck, dude, you're an asshole.
I'm sorry, man. I like how our tables is like it's at our house.
We have genuine Black Mind memorabilia.
It's your table, but it's at my house.
I'll just say,
you have a table about my band that an ex-girlfriend made me.
Yeah, and that you threw away.
Dude, I've thrown that table away so many times.
It's like, I don't know about the ring. It's like the ring. You just keep throwing away. It keeps coming back to you. Yeah, it finds a way. But,
yeah, that's what they said in that movie. They're like, the ring finds a way.
The Our ring shitty always finds fucking a way back to its master.
Is he still in that class playing guitar? Like, can your inside source tell us?
Probably, dude.
Because I'll join it.
Do you have a mole?
I swear to God.
I don't.
I swear to God, ask her. I don't know if I should say her name. I think I've already said her name. But ask the little girl if he's still in the class. And if he is, I don't care how much it is, I'll join it.
Is right. Lyra in it? Does Lyra
she,
play something?
She does piano.
Okay.
Yeah, he's fuck, dude. He rocked those 5 seconds. He rocked out. Were so powerful though, and that's he awesome. Sang like one word,
fuck,
and
yeah.
I was like, yes. And then he immediately fucked up. Immediately fucked up, and became who I knew he was all along.
It's my goal to join that class and get him to fuck me.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. God, hell yeah.
And then at the very end, be like, all right, Chris Hansen, come on out.
Dude, imagine if you succeed in getting that guy to fuck you.
Imagine if it goes a step too far.
You're like, all right, I didn't want it to get this
you
far.
You get pregnant.
Like he's like, you want a drink? And I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. And I was like, all right, after this drink, I'm just going to be like, later,
oh
loser.
God.
And then he roofies. I'm like, I'm feeling really sleepy. And then he's like, starts laying down with me. I'm like,
oh,
oh
my
no.
God, he's Bill Cosby.
He gets confused. He thinks, like, you guys go to an escape room, and he thinks it's private, and you guys just fuck in there, and everyone's watching on camera. There's a bass in the room, and he just fucking leaves scared.
They don't know they're on that. What was that show, like Perfect Dark or some shit? Oh, the yeah. Jaleel White
one. Talk about this.
They don't know they're on that. People just watching. Fuck.
That dude kept grabbing his girlfriend's ass.
Yeah. Hey, what kind of?
What kind of?
When that guy comes, it makes a Seinfeld sound. That's a bass guitar, right?
That's actually a synth. But it sounds like,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, fuck, dude. That's good. I like that, dude.
When that guy finally David Carradine's himself and he comes, makes that sound.
He gets, after that recital, he gets kidnapped and knocked unconscious. He wakes up in this strange fucking room. He doesn't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
This little, like, doll-looking guy rides out in a little tricycle. And all of a sudden, the TV turns on and he's watching the recital.
He's chained to a base.
And in order like to fucking live, he just has to play half a Blink-182 song.
Yeah,
he's still
dude.
In there.
He just
And it sounds like when you miss notes in Guitar Hero.
It's the booze and everything.
It sounds like brow, 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 down, 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 down.
The notes sound so bad, it sounds like stormtroopers shooting.
Dude, he's playing it, and then the jigsaw doll comes out on the tricycle again and rolls over to his amp and turns the volume down.
And the doll takes off his mask, and it's Vern Troyer on the scooter.
Oh my god.
Why is the tricycle turned to a scooter when he takes his mask off?
And then he pisses in the corner.
Oh my god, that's a fucking Jesus. Surreal Life or something like that in VH1.
Holy shit.
Oh shit.
Dude, Surreal Life was good.
That's some good shit, too.
I never even got to say this because it just kept getting funnier, and this wasn't as funny. But I just kept picturing the guy doing the tooth like that chick from The Boys when she's getting her ass licked. I kept picturing that happening. But all your shit was funnier, so I didn't want to interrupt.
I was picturing something very different when that was going on because I didn't know a lot of the names. But I was just thinking in the sequel to that movie, that guy... Like, he breaks off of the set of his movie, like, Blazing Saddles, and the set of, like, the next Tyler Perry movie.
Oh, fuck God. Yeah.
And he just starts, like, shooting everybody on the set of that movie.
All right, well, then worth it.
Every time they die, it plays the sound from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Sound when Scott Pilgrim kills someone with a sword.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I love the KO.
And the only reason he's killing these people, because it's the only way he can make music that sounds good.
And he's doing all... It's the same guy with the hook claw, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, dude. We're almost at an hour, guys. We want to tell...
I know you want Steven Seagal.
Do we want to do Steven Seagal? Do you want to talk about Goons or Retard Neck? I know they kind of sound like the same topic,
but it's not.
They do intertwine.
It's just if you want to talk about us or not, pretty much.
They do.
Someday we're going to have like a brothers alphabet book.
Yeah.
And like Goons is going to be G and Retard Neck is going to be R.
But okay, let's tell Retard Neck.
Like a board we kind of have to. Kids.
So this is an old Tooth. This is old Tooth, back when Tooth was just a huge asshole.
This might be circa 2003 or 4.
Somewhere around there. We're all playing Halo 2. So we're at our buddy Jason's house. Rest in peace, brother.
I know I couldn't drive yet, so that's why.
So we're all playing Halo 2 in his basement. And normally there's like, I don't know, 5 or 6 of us. We got like 6 TVs set up.
LAN party.
We're all down there, a bunch of us. And then 3 guys show up that we've never played before.
Oh my god.
They're just a friend of a friend of a friend. So they come downstairs and we're all playing and we have our names just like Tooth, Kevin, just the normal shit. And this one guy who has a goatee and long hair, he puts his name in and we're like, okay, who the fuck is Sorrow for Death?
Oh, what the
and he's
fuck?
Like, yeah, I'm Sorrow for Death. Sometimes I switch it up. I'm Death for Sorrow. I'm really good at driving the Warthog.
What the Jesus Christ. All right.
And then the guy he's with this big fucking fat guy. This huge fat guy. Like, picture, imagine a Magic the Gathering tournament. The first guy who pops in your head.
Yeah.
That's this dude.
Nice.
But he has a giant birthmark on the side of his neck.
Oh, my God.
And
like Gorbachev.
He puts his name in as Spawn 17.
Oh, my God.
We're like, dude, just be Spawn. Like, there's not 16 other spawns.
Yeah, why Jeff that in 17? Was he 17?
What if he thought we would take all the other spawns?
He's fucking trash. Like, I don't know why they brought him. He's not good. He's shit. Like, all of us are pretty much around the same, except Jason was, like, 10 times better than all of us.
Yeah.
But besides that, he sucked. But he became a legend because on the wall where the steps are to the basement, there's, like, 5 pans that are just hanging up on the wall there. Never in their entire pan life have they had any problems.
Yeah.
But whenever this guy, Spawn 17, would go up, he like rocks back and forth. Like, pretty much imagine the big kid from Me, Myself, and Irene going up these steps.
Oh my God, yes.
And he would knock every fucking pan off. This is like 1 in the morning. He would knock off 5 pans and they would all fall down the steps.
Oh,
we're like, dude, just quit fucking going up there, man.
If
at first, we're like, oh, dude, that sucks. That's kind of sad. And then by the end of the night, we're like, dude, you can't fucking go up there without knocking the pans off. Just fucking stay down here.
Just live down here.
And were those pans props for a certain movie?
Pan Man?
Oh, fuck yeah.
So, anyways, we play Halo the rest of the night. Just nerdy ass shit. Smells like BO and just
it's kind of like this.
Just a Halo night. And everyone's leaving at like 4 in the morning. We're up in Jason's room, which is in the attic. So we got the window open so we can look out into the driveway. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, two sticks his head out the window and goes, "See you later, retard neck." So this is old, too. This is just a fat, nice dude with a big birthmark on the side of his neck. God, and then they kind of like, what? And they're kind of looking around, and then Toop just goes, "Retard neck, retard neck, retard neck, retard neck." It's probably about 15 minutes of them yelling back and forth to each other.
Oh, my God.
And then Sorrow for Death, finally, he just gets out of the car. And I remember him, like, staring up at the attic window. He's like, "Hey, man, you got a problem?" And Toop's like, "No, he's got a problem with his neck, retard neck." So this is just, and this is Old Tooth. I know this is wrong because Old Tooth was an asshole.
Yeah, Old Tooth. I only knew him for like a year.
And then that was pretty much the end of that story, except a year later, probably a year, maybe 5 years later. I don't remember. We're at the mall and we see him working at GameStop.
Oh my God.
And I don't remember if it was Tooth or Jason, but they're like, "Dude, is that him? Is that retard neck?" But of course, it's like the sad story. Of course, he's working at GameStop now.
Yeah, yeah.
He's probably still there.
Yeah, but I mean, just
probably because he can't fit out.
Just think though.
Oh, dude, come on, man.
Just think how many times he's probably given Tooth like $6 for a game that fucking he probably sold for like 60.
Fuck yeah,
so, dude. He's getting you back.
I'll never forget this old shitty NHL game for PlayStation. It was like 98 cents. Tooth's like, "I want just what's the cheapest game you have?" And they're like, "Well, we have this NHL like 96.
Yeah.
He buys it. As soon as it's done, he just takes it, snaps it in half in pieces on the desk and says, "You just throw that away."
Why?
So we're not going to tell Steven Seagal. We're going to say that for next time. But I do want to give you a little teaser. I'm going to play the clip of the song right here. Tell me what you really want.
When the girls start to strut, you could look at their butt, you shouldn't do that. The girl dress is just a pity, not just there to cover her kitty. When me, I fling it
up, you better not fuck it up. Because you know Steven Seagal has a bunch of music. He has a reggae song. One of the lines is, "Me want the punani."
Fuck yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm just going to point out, Kevin looked it up real quick on his YouTube, and like all the other related videos are all fully red bar. Like he watched all of them all the way through. Listen to Joe Rogan talk about Steven Seagal. It's so fucking funny.
Dude, Steven Seagal. There's so many fucking Steven Seagal stories. We'll just do a quick recap. One is he says he taught Anderson Silva that front kick. Dude, he says he's every ethnicity. Every ethnicity he says he is, and depending on who he's with, he talks like that. Like, when he's doing, like, there's a while where he's doing movies with, like, Ja Rule and shit.
Yeah.
And he talks like he's black.
I do that with customers the unspecified ones, right? Sandwich shop where I work.
Well, yeah, dude.
Like, if I get a southern person, I'll talk like this, yeah.
Yeah. I really, that would be kind of cool to do.
Southern man. I told you guys about the dude I signed up at the gym once. In Florida, and he's this big redneck guy, and I'm filling out his information. I'm like, "All right, and your email address?" And he looks around, he's like, "SouthernMan69 at Yahoo."
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
And immediately, I'm like, either that's not his real email, or he was the very first guy who got dibs on that fucker.
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay, yeah, so we'll save Steven Seagal for next week. Real quick, do we want to tell one of the goon stories?
I mean, yeah, it's going to be pretty short.
So this is just about people with the last name Goon are just usually given the short end of the stick. Like, I've never seen, be like, "Oh, man, dude, you see that fucking Elizabeth Goon's tits? She looks so fucking hot." Like, that just doesn't happen. Yeah. There's no, like, people that are named Goon, it sucks for them. It sucks.
No one's like, "My wife left me for that Goon guy."
Yeah, dude. Oh, my gosh.
They were saying it as, like, an insult.
She is fucking beautiful. If we get married, can I keep your last name? But there is this guy. Like, I've talked about how shitty I was at basketball in school. I played middle school. I only scored a handful of points. I sucked. You could look at my fucking shoes I wore, my basketball shoes, and just tell I sucked. There is no court marks on them. I was garbage. But this kid, this guy in school, I don't want to say his full name. He's a goon. He's last name Goon. He wore the specs, like the old school NBA glasses specs.
Oh,
wore
fuck
those.
Yeah, dude.
And he wasn't good at all. He was real. Like, I think he might have been slightly retarded. Was he?
I'm going to assume so. Unless he's like me. Like, I'm so stupid that I'm retarded. But he might have been even more on the spectrum. I don't know.
Who in the Bulls wore those glasses? Was it like
I want to say Horace Grant.
Yeah, that's who it was. Okay, yeah.
So this guy, he's not good at all. He's just a big goofy. He's tall. He's like 6. He's probably like 6'6". He's fucking tall as shit, lanky.
And that was like in like 8th grade. He's always been that.
How was he not good?
Zero control of his body. Yeah. He doesn't have any control, dude.
He's like Gumby.
I remember him running down the court in high school and boxing out just like nobody was near him. And like he didn't even go for the rebound. Just like a full force backing him out pose and just like backed all the way off the court to no one.
Oh, fuck
fucking glorious.
Hell yeah.
Like they're
just goes home.
Like they're actually better at it, but it's kind of like, you know how they say like Twitch plays where like every comment Twitch controls something? That'd be like, you control his arm, you control his other arm, Kev controls his leg, I control his other leg. So it's just like he's just like moving like a Frankenstein.
Hell
almost.
Yeah.
So
like a Little Rascals trench coat deal.
Yes. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, but without the beard. So this guy, this goon, he senior night. He's I feel bad bringing this up. He's the only senior on the basketball team. So he's like, senior night's coming up, man. Like he knows what he's capable of. He knows his abilities, and he starts telling everyone like, yeah, you got to go senior night. I'm gonna drop 25 points.
Oh my god! Holy fuck!
I'm gonna drop 25 points tonight. It's senior night, dude.
Oh my god!
Not only does he not drop 25 points that night, I don't even know if he took 25 steps on the court.
Oh my God.
How shitty is it? They didn't even play him on senior night. The only senior.
Fuck.
The only time he got in the court is when he shook hands with the other team, dude.
Oh, hell yeah.
And no joke. It's so fucking sad. It's completely horrible. Remember, Toof now we love. He's a good guy. Old Toof was an asshole.
Yeah.
So he leaves the game. He sees the goon out in his car crying.
Oh,
and I'm about
99%
sure to park next to him and just laughed at him.
Yeah, that's what happened. I distinctly remember parking on his driver's side so he could see me.
Holy fuck, dude.
Poor guy. I sucked. I was horrible, but I knew it. And when you got to know, if you've never scored a point in a basketball game, don't tell everyone you're dropping 25 that night, dude.
Also, during that game, should I add on and pile on? Whatever, we're already here. Didn't he also take a shot that went over the backboard?
So he did play? He might have gone in for like the last 8. Like someone, there was a foul or the ball went out of bounds at like 6 seconds left, and I think they just threw him in there.
Yeah. I think he did go in for like a little bit and just threw up a wild shot that like literally went over the backboard.
Dude, I hope
we all cheered, I think.
Dude, I hope he shot it, turned around before he even sees what it does, and does like a fucking like Steph Curry pose.
And he does the Undertaker throat slit.
Fuck yeah, right? Just thinking it's gonna be fucking money.
Right before he shot it, because like he donated so much money. This is dumb. It's gonna be that he donated so much money to the Globetrotters that they hurry up, ran out, and put down a circle below his feet that said 25 pointer. but then he just fucking shot over the hoop. So there's a chance.
He did like the NBA thing. For every point I score, I'm gonna donate $1,000 to charity.
Yeah. It's like, unfortunately, you guys the charity owes me money now.
Yeah, the shot was so bad they took money away.
Unfortunately, we have to close down UNICEF.
Oh, yeah, dude.
This is going, like, really far back, but this is, like, when we were talking about the charity, like, they take away because of how bad a shot was. Instead of Make-A-Wish, they call it Take-A-Wish.
Take-A-Swish.
Oh my God, yes.
All right, yeah, we, no Patreon or anything like that. We're not, until we get a consistent thing going, for sure. I'm not going to start any of that up.
For sure.
But yeah, thank you everyone for listening. We'll do a true crime case next week and then followed up by another one of these
whatever the fuck this is.
Bass player recital episodes.
Yeah. Say, dude, I'm sure we can come up with something next time for sure.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff.
Have you looked them up yet?
No, I haven't. Okay. I got to find them. But yeah, I still got a lot of shit to talk about. We didn't touch on Steven Seagal or Delta Farce.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I still haven't watched it. I forgot about that, actually. That. Yeah, we can do that, too, like movies and stuff like that, though.
Yeah, we watched Delta Farce.
I want to do that together sometime. I want to do that with a bad movie all together in the room sometime.
Oh, yeah.
Like we did with Bicentennial Man.
Bicentennial Man, but with the mics.
Dude, you know what? Bicentennial Man was so fucking funny.
Just a slight... I don't want to give away too much. I'm not going to talk about anything, but just what I thought of Delta Farce. Just a quick one. I think I liked it.
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, there is one thing. I want to say this.
I'm never watching again, but...
In Delta Farce, I laughed 3 times.
Out loud?
Out loud.
Yeah.
Three times, but it was one part that I went back to twice after to see if it was actually funny or not, and I laughed all 3 times watching it.
Nice.
All
right, good. We'll just leave it there.
Okay, I won't say what it was. I almost laughed.
I know what it is.
I almost laughed. 2 other times I almost laughed. So, but alrighty, yeah, I guess we'll shut her down. We'll be back next week. So it's true crime.
Alrighty.
So thank you everyone for listening. Be good.
Stay safe.
And laugh the dark stuff.
Hashtag return of the wild man.
Fuck yeah, dude. Hashtag wild woman.
Oh, shit.
Hashtag retard neck.
Hashtag retard neck.
Hashtag wildfires.
I'm glad you said no.
No,
half of our listeners are
not in a bad
there.
Thing. It's like awareness. Hashtag wildfires awareness.
Alright, I guess that's a little bit better.
Yeah.
We have like most of our fans for Australia.
Yeah,
we love those guys.
Yeah, for
we
sure.
feel bad for them.
They should be they're kicking that fire's ass. Right?
They are.
Australian Daniel could go out there, ejaculate once with his huge nuts and put all the fires
they
out.
They won't let him do it though, because it'll kill the rest of the earth.
Yeah, he did it way back in the day, and fortunately, the only survivor was Noah.
It'll put the hole back in the ozone layer.
So, the old preacher guy came on his dead wife's bed?
Well,
wouldn't that just be his bed?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
What if she was somehow still in the bed?
Hey, I don't know, because then you hear his interview, I didn't ejaculate. So, I was just there playing bass for him.
Dude, what if he saw the idea of like how people like make sprinkles on donuts, like they put the glaze on it and then dip it in the sprinkles? He's like, you know what? I have an idea with my wife's bed we can try out.
Oh my God, Jesus. They put sprinkles on it afterwards. We were just making donuts.
Dude, speaking of us, so we were talking about Macho Man. We have this thing we do for Christmas where like the best gift that we get for Lyra, we always say, sorry, she's home now and asleep. We always put from Macho Man Randy Savage.
Dude, fuck yeah.
Yeah. So even though he's dead, he's still buying the kids gifts.
Dude, that's the fucking best thing ever.
Carrying on, baby.
I love that.
I love it.
Good night.
Good way to end.
Hey, I know it's nighttime, but who says we can't get frisky? Let me see them titties. Let me pinch your titties. You want in on this too, or are you too busy playing that bass?
Well, he's practicing.
I would do it though, but I don't want to knock those pans over again.
I'm not ready to do a bass recital. I was just at one. I saw a guy who was way better than me.
What if you leaned over? You leaned over to your lady and you're like, this guy's so fucking gay on guitar. They call him Lance Bass.
Right, dude, God, I'm just saying it because that's funny.
Dude, we can end it on this. Out of all the people we've made fun of, who would you rather be?
Oh my God.
If you had to be one of them.
Steven Seagal.
Yeah. No. I hate that fucker. I hope he dies, too. Actually, it probably would be Bass Guy. Only because...
Well, then your wish came true.
It'd probably be Bass Guy, because I already know what it's like to be him. So, I've already mastered that life.
He's like your Pokemon. You're the evolution of him.
I would either be Bass Guy or Kevin Spacey.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I'm just going to go with that preacher guy's wife because at least I'm dead.
Like how we all pick Bass Guy and then someone that's dead.
Oh, yeah. I know somebody picked the goons, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, dude, why would we, dude?
Yeah, no one would.
Yeah. We can't pick them because...
We can't pick ourselves. That's who we wanted to be.
Two, before we end this, I think they were all whispering now. Our listeners haven't felt very wise the last few months. So why don't you hit them really hard in the head like Mason Rudolph's fucking helmet, Jeremiah. Hit these listeners with some words of wisdom, some wow. The only wow I'm used to, since I am Bass Guy, is of course World of Warcraft.
So me and Andrew have been, we've been looking for ladies of the night.
Nice.
Because Andrew said he's been feeling like angry lately and everything. So we pick up these prostitutes and we fuck them and beat the shit out of them.
Like, what the fuck?
Wow.
And that's why they turned that chick with the gun. What's that movie?
Monster?
Yeah, Monster.
You know, that's a real...
Yeah. Like, yeah, that's why. That's why that's a real thing, because we used to do to him.
Oh, shit.
We'd pick him up and Andrew would pull out his little tater tot. He's like, suck it, you bitch. And then she shot Andrew, but she didn't kill him. I was like, Andrew, why did you want to do this in the first place? This seems kind of like messed up, don't you think? And he's like, well, I told you I've been angry lately and all that other stuff. I was like, yeah, you told me you've been thinking violently. He's like, no, I want...
God damn it. What is it, dude?
He wants violent thoughts.
Dude, I like how that's just a brother movie.
Wait, Violet Thoughts?
I mean, no, you pretty much just made a brother movie.
Yeah, yeah.
When she shoots him, it just makes the jolt sound.
It makes the Seinfeld sound.
Dude, someone sent us a picture on Twitter of them with the jolt, like holding the jolt. They're like, tell Andrew I got one too.
Fuck yes. Dude, that's so awesome. Yeah. Dude,
that's what the monster shot Andrew with.
What if for some reason it was like some like super hot chick? It's like Danica McKellar's holding it. She's like, tell Andrew I got this too.
Dude, it is weird. I don't know what happened like the last month. There's been a lot of good looking ladies that have followed us on Instagram. They must have seen my recital.
a lot of bots.
Well, the last time they saw my recital, I was wearing that Bumblebee uniform. That song.
Dude, what if they're all super hot, but you look and all their last names are Goon? Oh,
take it back. It's just the fake Indians accounts. They're like, hey, you got any boobs or vagine?
But alrighty, yeah, let's shut it down right here.
Yeah, I think so.
One last word, too. Just say a word.
Stickle.